one of Africa's longest-running rebellions is the conflict in Casamance. This low-intensity war continued through the 1980s and 1990s and into this decade. After a number of failed earlier peace agreements between the Senegalese government and the rebels, a new peace deal is to be signed today. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
Singing for peace in Casamance, but 22 years ago, rebels in Senegal tore down the national flag flying above the governor's mansion here in Ziguinchor and tried to hoist their own. That defiant gesture launched a violent separatist guerrilla campaign for the independence of Casamance. Senegal's fertile southernmost region, the country's breadbasket, was a popular tourist destination then, but the people of Casamance complained they were being sidelined by the central government hundreds of miles away in the capital Dakar. Historian and Casamance specialist Noua Cissé outlined some other reasons behind the rebellion.
Un élément d'histoire mais aussi de géographie, c'est l'enclavement de la région.
It's a quirk of history and geography that Casamance is an enclave, closer to the neighboring Gambia and Guinea-Bissau than to the rest of its own country, Senegal. Casamance has a separate identity, its own traditions,